Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit's spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here on blogtalkradio.com every Sunday at 9 o'clock, but today we have an extended version. We started at 8:30, and we're going to go all the way till 10 o'clock. Of course, at 9:30, or 1 hour from now, missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights will be immediately following this program. And I'm here with the Sunday morning team, and the rest of the team will be joining us throughout the morning because we've got an hour and a half of radio this morning. On the hot line is lifestyle editor Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning show team, and good morning, Detroit, on this beautiful rainy morning.
Yes, and we're glad that you're here with us. This show is brought to you by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, Livinoise Dental Care, Keep Your Smile Bright, and Combined Insurance and Owner Agent Jerry Anderson for Accident, Life, Disability, and Sickness. And this morning, our topic is racing to death on Metro Detroit's roadways, and we're going to go into that in detail this morning, and our phone lines will be open also. The number is to call in is 563-999-3557. If you're listening online, you can jump on the topic. We'll be going to that in a few minutes, 563-999-3557 to join the conversation on the radio with us. You know, what I have noticed, and I think what we've all noticed over the past few months, as the weather was breaking, that there's been a high number of incidences on Detroit area roadways, especially in Southeast Michigan, in regards to racing some of these brand new muscle cars, Detroit Iron. You know, we always wondered, you know, are American cars popular? Well, we've got a few that are very popular right now. Like, of course, the Mustangs have always been, but now we've got the Dodge Chargers and Challengers and the Chevrolet Camaros, of course, the Corvettes. But there's a lot of racing going on up and down the streets and freeways. There's races going on at night. And it's causing crowd problems. It's causing deaths and danger on the streets, accidents. So we're going to delve into that this morning. Also news and weather, too. But before we do that, let me just thank a few of our supporters, first of all, this morning. And if you would like your company to be a part of the Michael Van Tool Show, please call 248-516-8300. It's affordable, effective, and a lot of people will hear your ads on the Michael Van Tool Show and related social media pages that we have. So if you'd like your company to join this program or Community Highlights with my good friend, missionary Hattie Humphrey, call 248-516-8300. if you do not have an employer-backed health plan, here is an affordable healthcare lifeline for you through AmeriPlan. It includes dental care, vision, prescriptions, chiropractic, medical care, hospital stays, and telemedicine. It's safe and secure, and they are board-certified doctors available right now. The plans start at least as low as $19.95 a month for these affordable healthcare lifelines through AmeriPlan. So just go call me at 248-516-8300, and I can steer you to our website, and you can shop for your healthcare plans on the website through AmeriPlan, 248-516-8300. Also, there are some signs that your loved one or relative may need support in their home. You know, things are opening back up. We're able to go and visit people a little bit more now. But if you notice that your senior has a cluttered home, inadequate personal hygiene, problems driving, extreme weight changes, confusion and loneliness, frequent falls or withdrawal from family and friends, you may need to, they may need care. And Heaven Sent Home Support Services provides that care. If you're still quite unsure whether home care is the right option for you or someone that you love, Heaven Sent will be more than happy to help you decide. Call anytime, day or night, and they'll walk you through the process. The number for Heaven Sent is 248-262-7111 for Heaven Sent Home Support Services. And then I just also want to thank Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency, minority business enterprise, certified as a minority business enterprise from the National and State of Michigan Minority Supplier Diversity Council. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency is owned by owner agent Rosemary Moore. Here's the toll-free. Actually, she gave me a new number. You can call Sharp and Associates Insurance at 248-573-0123. Again, Sharp Insurance, 248-573-0123. As I said, we're going to be talking about those racing to death. There are a lot of the brand new Chargers, Challengers, Camaros, Mustangs racing up and down the streets already. We haven't even hit summer yet. And it's a very dangerous situation. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. We're going to open up the phone lines, too, shortly. Missionary Hattie Humphrey, again, is coming up in about 30 minutes for community, in about an hour for community highlights. So we're looking forward to that. All right. When we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got news and weather right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most. At a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed with what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tools Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tools.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be...
All right, we are back. In upcoming programs, we're going to tackle a couple of topics soon. The increasing banking, well, there's already a supermarket desert in Detroit, but now it's a banking desert as more bank branches close. We're going to look into that on an upcoming program. And also another story, too, the 253 new voting restriction laws that have been introduced by Republicans across the country. I think over 23 states now have placed these new bills, and there's no legal reason to do so. Georgia was the first to pass these restrictions. One of the craziest things is that you can't even provide food or water to people standing in line. We're going to talk about that on an upcoming program. In the news this morning, 13,000 people have been vaccinated at Ford Field in Detroit in the first 3 days, a huge success and a bright spot for vaccine coverage for the city of Detroit. Brazil continues to be the world's leader in COVID outbreaks and death. There is now concern that the impact of the death and destruction on Brazil could destabilize the government. The head of Michigan Republicans, while speaking to the North Oakland Republican Club, Ron Weiser apologized for calling Michigan's top three elected women witches. Ron Weiser called Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson witches. And he also flirted with assassination in regards to those Republicans who voted for Donald Trump. He is also a member of the UM Board of Regents. They have condemned his remarks, saying his remarks do not represent the values or beliefs of the University of Michigan. I believe that he needs to resign anyway. So, you know, I don't think he should get a pass on this. And, you know, what I've noticed is a lot of these people who speak this kind of hate, they want to say it, they don't care, they don't regret it, but they say it, and then they just come out and apologize and act like everything's going to be okay. But no, I still think he should resign from the UM Board of Regents, and he should not be head of the Michigan Republicans at all. So that's my viewpoint. All right, let's go to the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's going to add?
All righty. So just one day after completing CPR training, a teen saves her best friend's life using a procedure that she just learned. How many times, Michael, have you gone to a class and had to pay attention and thought about it later, like, oh, wait, I wish I had paid attention so I would know what to do?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This young lady did a wonderful thing. So even though CPR is one of the most important lessons we can learn, it's also something we hope we will never have to use. Can you imagine just completing a life-saving training course and then having to test out your skills the very next day on your very own best friend?
Wow.
St. Petersburg teen Toriel Norwood was behind the wheel of her car when it was T-boned by a speeding driver, exactly what we're talking about today. The crash hurled the car containing 16-year-old Norwood and her three passengers across someone's front lawn, where the car barreled into a tree. After the force of the impact crushed Norwood's door, she was forced to climb through her window to get out. Two of her passengers, both unhurt, were also able to extricate themselves from the vehicle. But as they started to make their way clear of the wreckage, Norwood realized that her friend Azaria Simmons was still in the car. "When I turned around, I didn't see Azaria running with us," Norwood told CNN. "So I had to run back to the car as fast as I can because she was just sitting there unresponsive." had hit her head on a rear passenger window. The blunt force trauma resulted in life-threatening injuries. After pulling Simmons from the car, Norwood checked her vital signs. Unable to detect a pulse, she immediately began employing the CPR techniques she so recently learned on Simmons. Norris had administered 30 compressions and 2 rescue breaths when Simmons regained consciousness. Paramedics arrived shortly thereafter and transported Simmons to the nearest Florida hospital. Norwood learned her life-saving skills at Lakewood High School's Athletic Lifestyle Management Academy. Her instructor, Erica Miller, was both awed and astonished by her student's stellar performance. Miller noted that most of her former students never have cause to use their CPR training until they're studying to become nurses or EMTs, but not while they were still a student of mine, or definitely not within 24 hours. Adding proudly, "This is what every teacher dreams of. You know that somebody listens, pays attention, and learns something." When Simmons woke up in the hospital, she didn't remember the accident, but there's little doubt she'll ever forget the BFF who paid attention in class and saved her life.
Wow, isn't that great? No, most people do not get to learn test that out that quickly.
Right.
What a heartwarming story that she was able to have an impact and make a difference just in time, I tell you.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's great. Excuse me. All right. What's the weather, Kimberly, this week?
So today it's raining. We're going to have widespread steady rain before and during breakfast today. So, you know, make sure that you have your umbrella or your rain bonnet or a hood. Temperatures are going to start in the upper 40s, and they're going to near to 50 degrees. Sunday afternoon is going to remain chilly, and it becomes windy. Temps will be in the middle and upper 40s, and there's a chance of scattered afternoon showers. So today is pretty much going to be a pretty rainy.
A rain out.
So just make sure that you dress appropriately and have what you need. So there will be a high of 49, a low of 28 today. Tomorrow, the sun comes back out. It'll be nice and sunny. It'll be 58, the high, a low of 41. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 69 degrees with a low of 37. On Wednesday, we'll have morning showers. It'll be a high of 51, a low of 25. On Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 41 and a low of 24. On Friday, it'll be sunny and 52 degrees as our high with a low of 35. And Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 63 and a low of 42.
Great, great. Well, I think Tuesday looks like the best day at almost 70.
Yes.
What, 68 on Tuesday and sunny too?
69.
And then it's just going to drop off again.
Until the weekend.
Yeah, opening day Thursday, it's going to be about 40.
Yes.
Man, that's
yes.
Too bad they can't just change it to Tuesday.
That would be so much better.
Yes, but, you know, hey, you can't do that kind of stuff. All right, great. I just want to remind those who are listening on the phone, those who are streaming online, our call-in number is 563-999-3557. This morning we're going to be talking about racing the death. There are groups out here that are – these cars, what is it, Mustangs, Camaros, Chargers, Challengers that are racing up and down on the freeways. They're racing up and down on the streets. They're doing spin-outs, donuts, all that kind of stuff. It's very dangerous. And the summer hasn't even got here. It's just spring, and they're starting up already. We're going to be talking about that shortly. I just want to say a couple of things. I said we were going to be talking about the banking and supermarket deserts in Detroit on an upcoming show. We're also going to be talking about these voting laws that the Republicans have been putting in place across the country. Over 250 new pieces of legislation by Republicans to restrict voting. The first one passed in Georgia, and it's so crazy. It's a crime in Georgia. For the next election, it's a crime to pass out water and food to people standing in these long lines to vote. So those are some issues that we got. Dan Gilbert just pledged $500 million to help build Detroit neighborhoods. That's interesting. And I do want to thank the Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick for naming me as president of the War on Trash. We're going to be making a big announcement soon on that, and I'll be sharing more information. But, you know, Kimberly, one day I was on my way here to the studio, and I got on the freeway at Outer Drive and 96, and it looks like somebody in a pickup truck. I didn't see it, but it was like bags of trash where they had just thrown them out, dumped them along the entrance ramp. And
I'm sure
that kind of stuff really brings down the value, the aesthetics of where we live. And it's, and that breeds crying too, because people, when they see all that stuff, you know, just like something as simple as the high grass that's not cut, all those things add to and brings down the value of a community. People, a lot of people don't realize it. And one thing I hate to see is somebody just finishes a hamburger combo and they throw the whole thing out the window. I'm talking about the cups, the bags, everything. And or they leave it in a parking lot and they just leave it there.
Right.
Sometimes I wish I could just give out tickets myself, you know?
I do,
man,
too.
I tell you. Yeah.
That it bothers you when you're driving, and you especially, I mean, not that it doesn't bother you before, but you'll see people driving and you can see someone in their car just take a sip of whatever and then toss it out the window, and it's like all the contents go everywhere, and you see the paper cup and the straw, and I'm just like, really? You couldn't take however long it's going to take you to get to wherever you are and find a garbage can and throw it away.
Yeah. So I'm glad now I am going to be able to officially respond and do something to that in an official capacity, and to try to help influence some actions here in Detroit as president of the War on Trash. All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get into our topic, racing to death on Metro Detroit roadways. We'll be right back after this message.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Attention, all seniors. Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp & Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
All right, we're back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. We're here Sunday mornings from 9 to 10. Today we just started a little earlier because we had a focus topic, racing to death on Detroit streets. Missionary Hattie Humphreys coming up at 9:30 with community highlights. So we'll look forward to talking to her. But the Sunday morning team is here, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. We're expecting a few more of the Sunday morning team to chime in the next few minutes. But police and Michigan State Police and the Detroit Police, along with a number of other police agencies in Southeast Michigan, have acknowledged an increase in excessive speeding across Southeast Michigan, especially since 2020 and the pandemic era open wide freeways. You know, there was a reduction in traffic, of course, on the roads during 2020. And that left the roadways wide open, and there was a dramatic increase in speeding. And the drag racers have been an issue for years, but it is even worse now. Excuse me. Now, racers primarily equipped with expensive, high-powered, new Detroit muscle cars have dominated races and the streets. Cars like Dodge Chargers, Dodge Challengers, Chevrolet Camaros, Ford Mustangs, and others are dominating Detroit area streets and freeways. Other cars also involve racing. It's occurring at night and in the light of day on major thoroughfares and freeways. Drivers of these high-powered racing cars are gunning the engines and speeding at dangerous levels across Southeast Michigan. There have been some dramatic news stories recently. On Tuesday, a Dodge Charger crashed after police clocked them at 120 miles an hour. On Wednesday, March 24th, Macomb County announced their crackdown on drag racing. They said that it usually occurs on weekends between 10 and 14 mile near 696 and Mound Road. They have been ticketing and seizing vehicles. If you own one of these new muscle cars or Detroit Iron, they are now being upgraded with engines that can have around 600, 700, even 800 horsepower. So if you are listening and you have one of these high-powered new Detroit muscle cars, I encourage you to call in. We want to hear from you because there's some questions I have, and I know everybody's not doing it. Everybody's not racing up and down. But, you know, I can tell you this. Remember at one time years ago when people had Corvettes and other red car. If you just had a small red car, the police had you on their radar.
Right.
The police looked at you. So I'm just saying, everybody that has those cars are not racing, but the police are watching you, and that is the truth. I'm opening up the phone lines. I just want to say good morning to our Sunday morning team, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning.
And Evangelist, we went on early this morning, but we are right in the middle of our topic of racing, and we've got some other calls I want to get to on the line too. But, you know, as you were listening when we just got on, the racing and speeding and the drag racing has already increased dramatically over last year. Is there any racing going on over on your part of town?
Well, on my part of town, specifically the east side near the church, East Warren, has seemed to be a location where individuals like to race up and down East Warren, and it has caused issues, and there has been accidents area. You know, I was looking at the information that our chief of police put out there, and his words were, enough is enough. And I understand, like, people want to get out. They want to do something fun. And when you're at a particular age in life, you look for thrill-seeking activities. But as we do that, we have to consider the lives of those around us. And your reaction time is just not quick enough to avoid accidents, to avoid, you know, pedestrians and things of that nature. So it is a problem over where we are on the east side of Detroit. And I think that our police chief is right in line with, we have to watch and we have to pay attention. People have been in the homes, they've been bored, they've been looking for activities to do. And I'm going to help them. I'm going to be on watch as well.
Absolutely. We're going to go back to our hotline. Robin's on the line. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Great. Robin, you know, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but I know that there's a Charger SRT Hellcat. It costs $70,000. It's got over 700 horsepower. How do you drive that to Kroger? You know, with all that power, I'm just saying, you know, I don't like what's going on with this racing. It's terrifying. Have you ever been, I just want to ask you, have you ever been driving down the Lodge or 94 and you got caught in the middle of one of these races? It's terrifying.
I've just been driving down the Lodge in 94 and just terrified by just regular speeders. So, no.
just regular drivers, huh?
Drivers. So, but Michael, I have a question for you. So, the chief is really thinking about has indicated that they will use helicopters to attempt to patrol this a little bit more closer. So, what is your thought? What is your perspective with regard to helicopters? Does it feel we're through police state? Are we out? Does it make sense?
You know, I did read about Macomb County, but you know, hours after prosecutors charged a man Monday with speeding the wrong way down a city street and causing the death of a 9-year-old, the city of Detroit police chief James Craig warned lead-footed drivers that a crackdown is underway. So the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office charged Devon Hardiman, 20 years old from Roseville, with reckless driving causing death. Police say on Saturday he was speeding in the wrong direction on Andover Street, causing the death of 9-year-old Majawan, Calderon. He's 9 years old of Detroit. He was riding a little four-wheel ATV on his street at Andover in East Lambs. And here comes this red Dodge Challenger coming down the wrong way of the street at a terrific speed and crashed into him. So Craig said the return of warm weather means speeders, drifters, and drag racers has hit the road in large numbers, and the department is employing helicopters and undercover officers in an effort to thwart them. You know, they're doing that because they don't want to make it worse by chasing, because obviously these people are driving or speeding at over 120 miles an hour. So I don't even know if the police would even be able to catch them if they tried to chase them. But obviously, it would be an out-of-control, dangerous situation. I was driving down the Lodge one day, and I got caught in the middle of a race. It was about three or four Chargers and Challengers. And those of us driving, like normal drivers, we were terrified. The only thing, and I said it before on another program, the only thing that we can really do when you find yourself in the middle of one of those races is just keep doing what you're doing. Don't get out the way. Don't reduce or speed up. Just stay at the speed and the lane that you're in, because they are coming down at you or at 100 miles an hour or more, and it's based on where you were when they saw you at first. So they're looking at you, and they're hoping that you stay where you are, because that's how they're deciding to maneuver. But once you move, you're going to put yourself in danger. So it's a terrifying situation. I think that the helicopter situation, is that's the only way that we may be able to catch these type of racers and speeders. We may be able to do it with some cameras, radar and cameras, but I think the helicopters is a way to address it immediately. But I do think it's a good idea. So, yes, I think it's a good idea, Robin.
I agree.
The chief said over the past weekend, which was last weekend, officers broke up drag racing and other illegal street competitions, resulting in 6 felony arrests, including 3 people charged with carrying concealed weapons and 2 others charged with reckless driving. 2 were in possession of stolen motor vehicles. They impounded 20 vehicles and issued 119 tickets. This was last weekend. Man, that's something. They impounded 20 vehicles. A lot of people are going to lose their charges and challengers. They are the average of 20 to 25 incidences a day where officers are taunted by people who tell them, we know you can't chase us. See, now that's what I was talking about. They know that the police won't be able to chase them, and they've been taunted by that. The police department's fatal squad this year has responded to 48 traffic accidents with 52 victims. And the way I noticed what was going on is I started during the beginning of March up until now, I noticed that most of the accidents, the news reporting was saying that it was a Dodge Charger or a Dodge Challenger or a Camaro. And that's how I realized something was going on. And it's to the point now where the city of Detroit and Macomb County have both, they say Mound Road in Warren is horrible on weekends with the racing up and down Mound Road near 696. Annie Holt, a member of the Detroit Board of Police Commissioners, says she often hears her constituents complain about drag racing and other aggressive driving, and it's time that we address this horrible issue, and that's why I wanted to highlight it this morning. Kimberly, have you had racing in your area?
Man, let me tell you. So my block, for whatever reason, is considered the drag strip. So there are a few people here who have Dodge Chargers, Dodge Challengers, and Corvettes. They do donuts at our corner, literally. And in my neighborhood, we have islands. So not everyone has an island on their street. I don't, but the block above me does. And so you hear them when they get to the stop sign. They blow through the stop sign and just straight through. What scares me is this past winter, early winter last year, during the pandemic, yeah, it was last year, around right after we had shut down, a car, which was not any of the above-mentioned cars, jumped the curb and rolled straight across my front grass and my neighbor's front grass. And I caught it on camera.
Wow.
And my thought was, this person has to be drunk, because I heard them speeding, and it was like a basic car. And I don't mean any disrespect to anybody's car, but it wasn't anything that you would be racing. But they jumped the curb. I have a tree in my front yard. They barely missed the tree and rolled straight across. And then when they hit the corner, because I'm 3 houses off the corner, got back on the street. And so I worry, because I have children who like to ride their bikes out front, and although they're not riding in the street, I worry about somebody losing control, or someone who decides to do donuts and loses control and ends up on a curb or what have you, or there's some other type of behavior. But, Michael, I have noticed since the pandemic started, because, as you said, reduction in traffic when you're driving, it is a scary thought. And one of the scariest situations for me is you're in the turn lane turning left to turn onto my street. Sudden, I'll see a line of them Like, it'll be three or four Dodge Chargers all driving together. You know that they're together because they're weaving in and out of traffic, following each other or
traveling packs. Yeah, they travel in packs, like wolf packs.
Exactly. And then, so we're all sitting at the light, right? Everybody's obeying traffic like you were instructed in driver school. They come straight down the middle lane coming towards me because there's no one in the middle lane opposite me. I'm blocked in because there are people on both lanes on the right side of me. I've got the boys in the car, and I'm like, are they going to stop? Are you just going to continue to drive? And then they all of a sudden swoop over because you brace yourself like, we getting ready to get hit. And then start laughing like, it's funny. And I'm like, it's not funny because you're going to kill somebody if you don't kill yourself.
Yes. You know, I talked to, in preparing for the program this morning, I did encourage, I had the nerve to stop by a party store and have a conversation with a few of these guys. I encouraged them to call in this morning. Obviously, they haven't. Because I'm monitoring the lines here. But I talked to one guy. His name was Rob. He had a Camaro. And but he said that, and I could tell he was a little older, and he said that he doesn't believe that and all that. He doesn't do it. And I believed him because he seemed like, when I had the conversation with him. Now, there were some others I did not feel comfortable approaching either. You know, it's a little rough out here on these streets, but some I had to just kind of let go. I didn't even try to have the conversation. But even as I stopped and I was going to approach somebody at a gas station that I was at, and I did not. But as soon as he got out of the gas station and pulled onto the street, he gunned the engine, and I was like, okay, that's one of the people that do the racing. But you know, the speeders have been doing 100 miles an hour. For instance, there was a man that was on parole. He was arrested, jailed, and ticketed for driving 155 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone on February 27th. All this stuff is recent. The Detroit Free Press says that a police noticed an uptick in speeding on Detroit freeways during 2020. And they clocked, the police have clocked people doing 180 miles an hour on I-75. Now, the reasons why are because I was telling Robin that there's a Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat that goes over 700 horsepower, and it's around $70,000. There's another one, a Challenger SRT, the Dodge Challenger. It's $58,000. It goes anywhere from, it has 700 to 800 horsepower. There's a Camaro that has, you can get Camaros from 275. Look, normal cars are around 250 horsepower. You can get a Camaro from 275 up to 650 horsepower. And these cars are technical marvels, 6.2 liter TT4 V8, 600 miles, 50 mile per hour Camaro, 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds with a 1.7 liter Eaton supercharger. Now, come on, how can I go to the grocery store and do 35 miles an hour in that? No wonder.
Exactly.
Here's what they're doing. They're doing donuts out here. They're rotating the rear or front of the vehicle around the opposite set of wheels in a continuous motion. So they're doing a circular skid mark pattern of rubber on the streets, causing the tires to emit smoke from the friction. Some even add smoke. You can add smoke to the tires. There's a chemical you can add to the tires to increase the amount of smoke. That is very popular at night. As we talked about the Roseville man charged with running down the 9-year-old boy in Detroit. He was riding a four-wheeler when he was hit and killed on the east side on Saturday, March 21st. The boy's mother said people are driving down the street speeding in these race cars, SRTs, Chargers, and Challengers. Police Chief James Craig says undercover officers And unmarked police vehicles will be used to catch the speeders this spring. Helicopters will also be used. You can't outrun a helicopter, Chief James Craig says. These crashes are causing deaths, damage, injuries to passengers, onlookers. If you know, these things, these events create crowds at night. Some of the onlookers, it also breeds crime. The onlookers could get, they're onlookers that innocent pedestrians on the side of the road have gotten hit just watching these things and the noise. Let me go to the line. Minister Smith is on the line. Let's hear from Minister Smith on your part of town. Good morning. Are there racers over there? Do you hear it?
Do you live in the city of Detroit? Man, these folks drive like bats out of Transylvania, bro. I was leaving a service yesterday. No, I'm sorry. I was going to the doctor's office. This man jumped from one side to the other like he was running away from the police. And I told the guy, I said, excuse me, sir, can you just kind of pull over and let him go? And, it's getting really bad. And the police, like, well, let the funeral homes pick them up because they're not – some of them, I call it your fault. Some of them got your fault insurance.
Your fault. That's the first time I heard that. You know,
Smith, you can use that one.
Yes, they've been racing on neighborhood streets, racing on drag strips, racing on freeways, usually 2 to 3 cars at a time. You know, do you think in some parts of Detroit, all over Detroit, the city has been adding these speed bumps. Do you think that's making a difference?
Nope. Because I've seen them drive down the street that I'm on. One guy had a charger. Man, you thought horses was coming down the street. And then you hear them go bump, bump. I see it. The suspension's going to be gone or the engine won.
Yeah, I'm wondering sometimes, do they realize that there's a speed bump there and they're going to, like, crush the bottom of their car. They're going to scrape the bottom of their car at the speed they're going, but they still go over it and crush the bottom of their car. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Just told you they got your fault insurance. It's your fault, and they don't care.
Some of the violators block intersections, and they block off the freeway, too.
Yes.
Like you said, Kimberly, you were at the light, and they try to intimidate people. They also do what's called drifting. And that's when a technique where the driver intentionally oversteers and it looks like they lost control, but they try to maintain a sense of control. So it looks like a controlled skid, but it's the thrill that they get from these things that the drivers look for. And it is very unsafe. It's unusual. At least one or four of the tires lose traction when they do that. It is illegal, too.
Well, see, people are not intimidated no more because I have a family member, and I said, you all stay away from him because I don't even make him mad. You roll up on these people now. Some of my clergy friends said, don't roll up on me, don't bother me, and I'm not going to bother you. Well, a lot of them have security, and I'm not going to call no names, but they said, if you come near our leader, you already know how it's going to go down. So, I mean, of course, they're threatening people and they're intimidating people because it was a street my parents lived on, and I seen about 4 or 5 of them blocking. And the angel said, go around the other way. So I backed up, turned around, went down the other street, came up in my mother's new driveway. I said, this is ridiculous.
Well, we all know Detroit, those of us who live here or been here for a while, there's a way to survive, and you try to steer clear from trouble. That is the key. That is the key. I'm going to go to another line, but before I do that, did anybody else have a comment that they want to add? Your line is still open. If you do, we're looking at 9. We got about 11 minutes left in the program. But if you did want to have another comment, go right ahead right now. I was hoping that one of those guys was going to be tough enough to actually call in because I wanted to ask them things like, you know, how does it feel? Are you one of those people that drive? Do you get tickets? Have you had a crash? Things like that, you know. But I also wanted to know how much horsepower their car has. But this, some of these things, they're sitting on. This is racing stuff. They can actually race professionally with these engines at 700-800 horsepower. I did not know that some of these things were 800 horsepower. So when they pull up next to you, you got your little 250 horsepower four-door sedan, and they've got 800 horses sitting under them. No wonder they're speeding and jumping up. What else can you do with 800 horsepower?
Exactly.
Nothing.
But Michael, I just wanted to add real quick. So you were talking about the speed bumps. So in my neighborhood, we have the smaller speed bumps, the ones they put sort of in, not quite in the middle, but not quite on the side of the road. The problem with those is because it doesn't extend from one side of the road to the other like what you would have in a parking lot. The drivers in my neighborhood can just drive straight down the middle if they know what to do. And so for some of them, they have learned how to maneuver around those. For example, Auto Drive by my house, which is in northwest Detroit, the northwest side of Detroit, on any given night, not just on the weekend, you will hear them racing. And last summer we could hear people, and there were a few news articles talking about how you had this extreme number of people gathering in these neighborhoods. And trust me, the people in my neighborhood are actually having conversations, and the neighborhood association is like, what do we do? Because some of the people who are on the outlying streets close to Auto Drive are like, I pay too much in taxes for my home for these people to be over here racing and then worrying if something's actually going to happen.
Yes. Wow. All right. Let me hear from Chaplain Kathy. Chaplain Kathy, do you have racing going on in your part of town? Good morning.
No. You come to my part of town and you're going to get a free ride to jail if you come to my neighborhood talking about some doggone racing. Thank God for that. So
have you ever been caught up in one of these races?
No, but here's what has happened. And this is what these races don't understand. As an international police and fire chapter, when you have to go to that scene and you have to deliver the news at the way that body looks after it's been in that accident. See, that's the focal point. That's what triggers the brain.
Yeah.
And what I would do instead of, see, there are two ways to get to anybody's attention. That's either pain or their pocket. And every time they get caught racing, I make them go into a funeral home or somebody that died doing a racing. I would make them go to that funeral. I would make them go and write an essay to the family. See, we have to implement effective deterrence.
Like scared straight. You
yeah,
scare them
we
straight.
Have to put something in place. They don't care about no helicopter. You need to put something in place so they say, when we get caught doing this, I got to go sit in the funeral or somebody was killed in a car accident. They don't want to have to do nothing like that. So it's good to have things that when we talk about what they're doing and all we're going to do to try to prevent it, but what is the big solution to it? And the solution is, what's the effect of deterrent? The effect of deterrent is putting something in place that's going to trigger the mind to say, you know what? I'm going to stop this.
But I'm glad that cities like Detroit, Warren, have official crackdowns in process right now. They are confiscating some of these cars, and they are ticketing and arresting. But when you lose, can you imagine you losing your $70,000 Challenger or Charger because you were racing? Those cars are not cheap, and that's a painful price. That's a heavy price to pay for the thrill of racing up and down when the police confiscate your $70,000 Hellcat Challenger or Charger. Go ahead.
And if I could say one thing, you will change the vehicle, but it does nothing for the problem. So they can get their vehicles. They can keep getting them. they could keep doing that. But does that change the problem? If you could change the landscape of any situation, but it never changes the problem. So we have to speak to the problem. And in order to speak to the problem, you have to identify what it is. And it's a need for speed. It's a need for speed.
Yes, that thrill and that speed, absolutely.
Yes.
Chaplain Kathy, thanks. Hold on the line. Missionaries coming up at 9:30, and they're looking forward to that. It's Palm Sunday, and Missionary is ready to go at 9:30. We're looking forward to community highlights. But I want to thank everybody for jumping in on the topic this morning, racing to death on Detroit streets, the Dodge Chargers, Challengers, Camaros, the Mustangs, and many more. It's not just those, but I'm just saying that why is Mike Van Tool talking about the Dodge Chargers and Challengers and Camaros and Mustangs? Well, the police are looking at you too. You know, every Dodge Charger, Challenger, Camaro, Mustang that pulls up on the street, trust me, the Detroit Police Department and other police departments are going to be looking at you to see if you're one of those racers that are racing up and tearing up Detroit streets. But I tell you, the most terrifying thing, just like Kimberly, you said at the traffic light, it's when they intimidate you and when they're racing up and down the freeways. I hope you all never get caught in one of those races. It's terrifying. And you're bracing yourself because, just like how you guys were doing, you brace yourself because you think that there's going to be an impact at some point soon at the rate they're going. And they're going much faster and faster now because they have the power. They're doing 100, one person was clocked up to 155 miles an hour on I-75. So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, after these messages.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agencies have an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086 or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for his amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing.
Highlight and inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman and Walker and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials. Her annual birthday banquet has turned into one of the most important gatherings in Metro Detroit every spring. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in time of need. She's Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
We give thanks to our Heavenly Father for this gathering for all of the people. God bless you, Mac, and to all the staff. It's a blessing to be alive on this glorious Sunday afternoon. Of course, it's kind of raining out, but I feel mighty fine this day.
Yes. Good morning, Missionary. Good to hear you. And it's a beautiful day, even when it's raining. But it's good to celebrate this Palm Sunday. And we're just looking forward to it. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go right to Evangelist Crispy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our wonderful Sunday morning team. And good morning, Missionary. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
God bless you, baby.
And Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, baby.
And we are going to be opening up phone lines this morning, too, because I do want to hear from our listeners. And, of course, they would like to share some comments with Missionary Humphrey. I want to thank those of you who are listening online on blogtalkradio.com. And those of you who have dialed in, we really appreciate you. And Missionary, we talked about the weather this morning, but I had a conversation with a young man, and he's on the line this morning. We're going to be talking to him shortly, too, that just like we have seasons of weather, you have seasons of life. And
right.
we live through those seasons of life, and I want Chaplain Kathy. Thanks for joining us on the line, Chaplain Kathy. We talked about this earlier that life we go through seasons. There's a good time. There's bad times. There are slow times. There are busy times, and we got to. And the thing is, getting through them. It's the test, isn't it, Chaplain?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Thanking God for the Missionary. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Thank God for the whole team this morning.
Yeah.
And my sister, Henrietta, shout out to you.
God bless you. But I was hoping to hear from Henrietta. We'll have to give her a call after the program, but I missed, I was trying to reach out to her to see if she was going to be on the program this morning. So we miss you, Henrietta, and we're thinking about you. So, Chaplain,
yes.
Thanks for reminding us of that.
But again, the thing is, these individuals never really get to see the damage that they have done. you know what I'm saying? They don't look, they don't see that. And I think the important thing is being able to put them in a position where they can reciprocate some of the hurt just by being there. They need to. They need to. As you had mentioned, going back to that speed thing, and just briefly, when you talk about taking something from them, yes, you can take it. You can take their cars and all of that. I done seen people speed in escorts. So, you know, when you take these things, is that going to be an effective deterrent? That's what I think should be a focal in that area. Will it stop them from doing it?
That's true. That's true. And thanks for adding that. So, Chaplain Kathy, we're on Palm Sunday this morning. It's a time of renewal. And God, you know, we had a conversation earlier this week about how God speaks to us. A lot of people, you know, we don't know how God speaks to people. In missionary, God interacts with people differently. And
right.
People have their own
because
experiences.
Because we all are different.
Yes.
That's why God speaks to us.
And
everybody has their own life, but God loves us all. Like you said, everybody have a special way of going, but God loves them all, and they speak to them different. They go through hard times like we're doing now.
Yes.
God loves us all. The minister that's got through saying he had the right idea. Go ahead.
Yes. And you can't belittle somebody else's experience. Because
that's right.
The experience that they had, because God, you know, and you wonder how God didn't speak to them. Well, we don't know. We don't know what happened to them in the
that's
own
right.
privacy of their home or room or prayer closet. We don't know, because God speaks to us in our actions, our thoughts, our dreams, our visions. You know, I think that's missionary. I think that's one of the biggest things, that God reaches us in our dreams and visions. He's got to get to us when we're peaceful and quiet, or else we got so much noise going around us now. You know, God can't even get a message to you, a word to you. So you've got to stop sometimes and pull yourself into a corner. If your house is full of, you know, Kimberly, you got a house full of people. I know that
right.
you have to fight for a quiet time sometimes, because
Amen.
In order to survive, we need a time of meditation, of prayer and meditation, so that we can not only talk to God, but you know what I have a problem with sometimes? I have to stop myself and shut up and let God speak.
Right.
Absolutely.
I start asking and praying for so much stuff, and then sometimes I realize, wait a minute. This is not a one-way conversation. Let me be quiet and just meditate and listen to what God has
mm-hmm.
to say.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Let me stop before I start saying too much about myself. But I have to stop asking God for stuff.
Again.
Yeah, Michael.
Hello.
Yes.
Are you
ahead.
There? Hello.
We're here.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to say, God has a way of getting our attention. He got the whole world attention when he brought this virus on. The whole world attention. Well, they stopped to listen to God. He got their attention. Am I right, y'all? Somebody there?
Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
You're
absolutely right, missionary.
It made us all think on our own self. God is individual to all of us. He with us. He with us all the time. But sometimes you want to get your attention. Sometimes you won't even think to pray. You won't even say amen over the table. God's been mighty good to us. What have you done for him?
Amen.
So this is what's happening now. God loves us, and we can pray more. We can thank God more. You don't have to get down there and pray those long, long prayers and things. Just be pure in your heart. God knows you anyway. Loves you. This is the hour for us to take a look at ourselves and just give God the... All right, go ahead, y'all.
Chaplain, before we go back to our lines and get some comments from some of the other listeners, I just say a little prayer this morning for... you know, those who are listening and those of us here, It's Palm Sunday. It's leading into the most important time of the year for Christians. Share some words of prayer with us this morning.
Amen. And that's the prayer. Amen. You heard what the mama said now. She said, you don't need no preacher doing no long prayer. So I'm just going to say, amen. You hear me?
Well, thank God. Yes.
I thank God for all that, not only what he's done, but what he's doing.
Yes.
I thank God for touching the hearts of those this season that did not understand what the Palm Sunday really represented. I thank God for that. Because some people were getting the understanding, because as the missionaries say, God got our attention. And I thank God for getting our attention. I thank God for those that already understood what Palm Sunday really meant, that resurrection, that day that meant so much to all of us. I thank God for that. I thank God for all of you. I thank God that he kept us in that great number. And we were not in the negative side when folks beginning to leave. He kept us here for a purpose. And I thank God that we made it to another Palm Sunday. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much, really, for contributing to this morning's program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chaplain Kathy. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster, please add something this morning.
Yeah. You know, Michael Van Tool, when you initiated this portion of the show, you started out by talking about seasons. You talked about good seasons, bad seasons, difficult seasons, happy seasons, sad seasons, and all of that. And I was thinking this morning about the season that we've just entered into by it being spring. Sometimes when people come to the spring season, they go through the process of spring cleaning is what we call it. You know, we start eliminating things that we no longer need. We start shifting things around in preparation for this new season that we're in. And so oftentimes I'd like to add that and take that to my spiritual life. And then just my life in general, as we enter into this spring season, there may be things that was good for you in the last season that won't work for you this season. There may be people that was good for you before that won't be good for you in this season. So this is really, as we go through this Holy Week and we're at Palm Sunday and we're thinking about the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this is really a time for us to be grateful to him, but also self-reflect on this new season and start processing and eliminating what may not be good for us and then increase what is good for us. And that is our prayer life, our time with the Lord, our reading the word, our being around people that are like-minded that will help you to increase your life. So just take this season and just run with it in any weight. The Bible tells us to lay aside every weight that so easily beset you. So any weight or any negative thing that hinders you from appreciating what God is doing in your life or that weighs you down, let's just let it go so that we can just go through and give God glory and honor him for the wonderful things that are going to happen in our lives.
Well,
that's all right.
Amen. And missionary and evangelist, let me just be honest, because I just want to say this because it may help somebody else. When sometimes I have to catch myself when I'm praying, it's almost like when I was little and you want your Christmas wish list for Santa Claus and you write down all this stuff. And I notice sometimes I start praying and I start asking God for this. I need this new suit. I need this new car. I need this I need some more business cards, and you know, and I start asking, and one day I started doing that, and I guess in God spoke to me or he convicted me or something, and I realized I had to stop, and I said, I stopped asking, and I had to just stop and listen and just start thanking God for what I did have. You know, we think sometimes that God is just there so when you need him to get stuff and you just pray and ask him for stuff, you got to stop sometimes. And he must have thought I was crazy that day asking for all this stuff. And you know what? He what he did was he started telling me what I do have. And that's what made me feel bad. I was asking for all this stuff. And he started telling me, well, look at what you do have. And you're asking me for more. You're kind of a little ungrateful. Let me stop. Y'all don't think, y'all think so.
So, Michael,
let's
think about this from a relational standpoint. As you preach to us this morning, you've been married for several years. And every time your wife came to you, she only asked you for things, and she never showed you any appreciation. She never told you, oh, well, thank you for, you know, this morning when you went to fill my car up with gas or whatever it may be. If she only came to you with an ask and with a need and always asking and begging, how would that affect you in relationship? Because sometimes we don't think about
it
in relationship with the Lord that communication has to be different. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're right. I would have called my divorce attorney.
That's not the right
one. I got the wrong one. I made a mistake.
Michael, you're going to be in trouble later. But how much more are you willing to do for her? Are you willing to do for others when they take the time to appreciate you are and appreciate what you've done?
Absolutely.
You're so right. Missionary, I have made decisions on friendships based on that. I know you know a lot of people that only call you to get stuff or need stuff. You never hear from them any other time, but the only time, they may not call you for a year or until another 2 years, but every time they call you, they want something from you, but they never bring anything to you.
But you know what? That's the idea of being a missionary and a true soldier for God. If that's the case, you can look at what Jesus did for us and what he done so much for us, and we really ain't stopped to pray and ask for blessing over the food. Around and around. And I'm old enough at this age to tell you, it's us standing in the need of prayer. Not so much of other people, but we got to continue to pray for them. Pray for them. Cause when you heard about Jesus, you didn't catch on for the first time. But it's something in your heart got a hold to you. And you just, right now, all of you young people, you love God. You're doing what is right for your soul and yourself. Go ahead,
Joshua. Right. It's not my mother, father, sister, or brother, but me standing in the need of prayer. You are right. All right, Minister Smith, help me out. You're the minister, not me. I'm a poet. Minister Smith, you there?
Not today, bro. You done preached twice. Everything you said was on point. You might as well accept it.
I'm just trying to just share some of my experiences so that others can be better and maybe learn from my mistakes, because it's shocking to you all. I'm not perfect.
No one is perfect.
No way.
Yeah, Evangelist Christie, I do make mistakes, and I do.
But God is using you, Michael.
Yeah. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for it. And
the Lord
never asks
us to be perfect. He wants us to be willing to be used.
Right.
So it doesn't require perfection.
That's it. Yes, ma'am. I agree. All I'm going to say is real quick. First of all, thank God for Mama Humphrey. I love you so much, Mom. Thank you for being my other mom.
Thank you.
Dr. Vantu, you better accept it, because there's a greater calling on your life. And forget being a poet for a second, sir. You have been called for this season. And I'm going to get out of the way now. I'm done.
Well, we appreciate you. Thanks, Minister Smith, for calling in.
Yes,
we're going to have to, the next time we see you, we're going to have to give you your award for the most loyal listener.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right. Let me just mention a couple of things, because we got to mention those who support the program. First of all, Attorney Cliff Pascoe and Pascoe Tashman and Walker, longtime law firm here in Metro Detroit. And Attorney Cliff Pascoe is committed to providing the best possible legal services. He has a list of services. This is one, anytime somebody asks me for attorney, this is one of the attorneys that I suggest, Attorney Cliff Pascoe. Professional negligence and malpractice. These are some of the things that the cases that he handles. Personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law. You know, a lot of that's going on right now, Missionary, because last year a lot of companies laid people off. They have them working from home. Some companies don't want to call you back. And I know already, because a few people have called me asking for the numbers for attorneys because of employment law and workers' compensation and employment rights and discrimination, wrongful termination. Their income has been cut. So these attorneys like Cliff Pascoe, they know how to fight these things. And then, of course, on personal matters, you know, a lot of people, let me tell you, during COVID, a lot of people were forced to live with people they might not really want to stay with, some estranged marriages, some people that were dating, they got ended up getting stuck with the two of them. And some situations worked out, but in many cases it did not work out. But they didn't have the choice because everything was on lockdown, and they had to live with each other. And now they realize they need to hurry up and get in these things settled in court. And in family law, a lot of stuff happened in 2020. Business litigation and civil rights and police misconduct. Here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascoe, 248-353-7750. And, of course, Franklin Wright Settlement is open, active, and been working all during the pandemic, even right up until now. A lot of it is done virtually, too. It's Franklin Wright Settlements has been in service for over 140 years, helping low and moderate income families. And I'm talking about, and we've got three board members here on the Sunday morning team from Franklin Wright Settlements. And they have a great reputation around town, 140 years and more for helping low, moderate income families from infants to preteens, teens, seniors. Here's the number for Franklin Wright Settlements, 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. All right, we've got about 8 minutes left on the program, and Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I don't think we really heard from you too much during community highlights. I just wanted to know, because I know that you guys usually prepare some things, and I just wanted to make sure we got everybody covered.
Well, you were talking about seasons, and I think it's important that we remember that we're still in the season of pandemic, that COVID-19 is still running rampant, that we all need to take precautions, get our vaccinations, and stay safe. However, I want you to remember, as I have told people, while we're in this season, life has shifted. The things that we once did, we no longer do anymore. And things are going to change. And although at some point we hope that things will go back to normal, I don't think we really understand what normal is anymore. And I think normal will forever be changed. But the thing that won't be changed is our relationship with the Father. Keep our focus and remember what the Word says, we will be fine. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we don't focus on the things that can be seen, but on the things that can't be seen. The things that can be seen don't last, for the things that can't be seen are eternal. We know that God is eternal. You were talking about as a child how you wanted to get more toys, and all children want that. But at a certain point, you realize that accumulating things is just that. It's just accumulating. Once you pass on, you can't take any of that with you. So what we should be focusing on are experiences, time with our families. We've lost 500,000 people to COVID. If this pandemic has taught us nothing else, is that time is short. Time waits for no one. So while we're out here accumulating the latest vehicle, purse, bag, house, whatever it is that you like, there is somebody you need to be spending time with. You need to be in your Bible, focusing on the Lord, to make sure that when you leave here, that you are going to the right place. So just remember that. Keep your focus on God.
Yes. I want to just get one more call in before we go. We got about 5 minutes left. Tony's on the line. I just want him to say a couple of things. Tony, I know that you've had some very challenging things, especially with family over the past few years and losses. And I just wanted to just see if you want to share anything with us before we go off this morning.
Yes, how you doing, Mike?
Good.
Yesterday
good.
Missionary
my
birthday.
On the line also. Oh, well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank Missionary's you. On the line with us, too. Yes. Well, well, great. It's good to have a birthday, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I lost a lot of people from COVID. I'm actually at about 51 people so far.
That you know personally?
Yeah.
How have you handled that with, you know, I know we only got a few minutes, but basically, because if that was me, I would be probably on some sort of medication. I mean, how have you been able to handle all of that? That's a lot to deal with.
Well, basically, I threw myself into my work, you know, the real estate business, fixing up houses and, you know, just to try to, you know, keep my mind off of it and, you know.
Well, let me tell you, we've got Detroit Spiritual Ambassador on the line with us right now. And I know, Missionary, you can tell Tony that God is the person that is holding his hand, getting him through this tough time. And that's so important. Yes. Go ahead, Missionary.
Yes, my dear. God got your, is my old saying, say, got your back. But you need to go to God. You don't have to be walking along dinner with ain't no whole conversation. Just thank him for the thing that he let you live. Just thank God for all of the things that he's done. He still got your back, but you got to come to God in your own way. He's right there right now. The secret place. Ask God to have mercy on you and give you, I know, because I've been laid, been broke, shot at, a whole lot of things in the 90-some-odd years that I lived and didn't have nobody. You can just say, you can think of those things and say, the Lord is my shepherd or something like that. He hear you. Mm-hmm. He got you back. But you got to call on him. Mm-hmm. It's you standing in the need of prayer. And God will take care of you. I promise. Matter of fact, you start this week thanking God for what he's already done. And see, next time we come back, he's going to tell us.
And God took care of you. And that is one important factor through it all. You are the one that's here standing right now. God took care of you through it all. Through all those 51 people, God took care of you. Tony, thanks so much. That was our message this morning. That was our positive message this morning. God bless you. God preserve and take care of you. Thank you so much for calling in on the program this morning.
Well,
all right.
Thank you. Thank you, Missionary, for the prayer.
God bless you, baby.
God bless you. All right, Missionary, we are approaching the end of the show. Some parting words.
I want to say to my audience this morning, temptation will knock at your door. Don't ask them to stay for dinner. Hello.
Amen.
We're here.
Let me try it one more time. Temptation will knock at your door. Don't ask them to stay for dinner. From the missionary.
Great. Oh, I love that. On that note, have a great Sunday, missionary. Have a great Sunday today, and happy Palm Sunday to all of you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
my audience. God bless.